Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. I hope you got up this morning with a grateful heart, thanking God for another day that he spared your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And praying for others. You know, we can see the signs of the times, you know, and everything that's going on. You know, we need to pray. Amen. If you already saved, then what you need to do is reach back and get someone else and help them along the way, glory to God, to receive him as their Lord and Savior. Because guess what? He is coming. He's coming. He hadn't forgot. Hallelujah. I don't know what makes some people, well, I've been hearing this all my life. He's coming. He's coming. Okay. Don't let him come when you're asleep. Hallelujah. What I mean, don't let him come and you ain't gave your life to him. Glory to God. You want to make sure that they say, okay, Lord, let me get it right. Me and you come. Hallelujah. Don't think the other way, because, you know, sometimes people get all off in their thoughts, but not what the Bible said, not what the scriptures said. But be careful about this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go on. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you on the line on today. I know something will be said here that you can take on your everyday walk with Christ. Hallelujah. And be a blood-washed, born believer. Believe in the word. You know, some say, well, yeah, I believe the word. How much of the word do you believe? Do you just believe the parts where he'll give you some money? Do you just believe the part where he'll give you a house? Do you just believe the parts where he'll give you some land? Do you just believe the part where he'll give you some honey? Do you believe the part, oh, glory to God, that he is healer? He is a savior. Do you believe those parts? Glory to God. But you know, sometimes all you want to do is just to say, Lord, I just hear it. So, you know, I know you need money. Yes, we do. And he knows that too. He knows that he hadn't forgot you. Don't think he has forgotten you. Hallelujah. Because, you know, sometimes we have to step back and do a self-examination. Say, Lord, am I giving like you told me to give? Am I holding back on you? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Because if I'm not, then, Lord, I want you to show me. And you be specific in what you want him to show you. Show me the areas in which I'm slacky. Show me the areas in which I'm too tight in. Show me the areas in which I don't have enough of you in. Glory to God. And he will show it to you. Don't be afraid for him to show it to you. That's growth. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you just don't want him to show you. You'll ask, but he's okay, Lord, show me. And then sometimes you won't even ask. But that's growth when you want God to show you in the areas that you're weak in the areas that you need to come up in the areas where you're not strong. It's okay. But then you can fix it. Hallelujah. Because he can't heal it if you don't admit it. But sometimes people hold on to so much and they need healing and they hold on to so much unforgiveness and they don't know how, you know, to forgive, and they hold on to it, and then it bring on sickness. This is not my message, but we're going to get into it in a few minutes, you know, and they get sick behind it. It brings sickness to the bones. It brings sickness to your life. It brings sickness to you growing in him. You can't grow no more. You can't grow. Hallelujah. You can't grow being selfish. You can't grow being grateful-hearted. You can't grow being a prideful, because pride comes before a fall. Hallelujah. You just can't grow. So it's okay. Step back, amen, just a minute, and just take time and find out what's going on and what areas, you know, that he needs to go in and heal you in. Because he wants to heal you everywhere you hurt, not just in one area, every area. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go on, hallelujah, down the road with our message on today. You know, God is good. First of all, hallelujah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give the announcements at the end of service. I'm going to open up my line right now for prayer, because God is good and he wants to heal you and save you right now. If you're online listening or you're on the web listening and you're on the phone listening, wherever you are, glory to God, come on and let it save you. You know, so many times you hear, well, I know this and I know that. You know, a lot, let me help you out with this. You got a lot of people, amen, not just a few, a lot, that say they have such a good relationship with the Father. Well, if they got that kind of a relationship with him, then he said, you'll keep my commandment. You look and see which ones that you're breaking. You know, and then here they come with the scripture, we all fall short. Yeah, but you're short falling. Hallelujah. When you fall short, you pick yourself up. You turn away from that's making you fall short. And you come into the fullness of life. Begin to serve him with all you got. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when they throw these scriptures and stuff at you, you know, amen, back it up with his word. And let me help you out. You may lose a few friends. You may lose some of them that's close to you. You may lose some of them, hey, that you thought they were your best bud. You may lose some of them. You might lose some family by walking by the word. But it's okay, because you want to sit in the kingdom of God. So you got to what? Walk it like you talk it. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody has pressed a one, so we're going to go ahead on and open up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day that you have made, oh God. We rejoice in it and be glad that we're in it, Father. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord God, how you brought us up and brought us over all those hills and mountains and out of the valley low, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know if it had not been for the hand, Lord God, that you laid and brought us out, Lord God, we couldn't have got out by ourselves. So, Father God, we just said thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done, Lord God, how you healed, how you delivered, how you set free. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord God, for the mindset and the mind changing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the souls that will be won to Christ, Lord God, even here on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. But God, we put you before us, Lord God, for we know, Lord, that you have already went out and made the way straight, every crooked road straight, Lord God. Everyone that has an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, Lord God. Let them be able to release whatever it is that's on their mind and bothering them and stopping them from going to the next level, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are more than a conqueror, Lord God, and we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The only strength, Lord God, that we can get from your power, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, to tread upon the lion, the serpents, and the atoms, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We just thank you, God, for each and everything that you're doing, Lord God, and in each and every way, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for souls on today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord, wherever they are, they're listening, Lord God. And if they're listening, Lord God, gather around the table. Touch each and every soul, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. You said, if I be lifted up, Lord, you'll draw me and nigh unto thee, Lord. So, Lord, we lift you up, Lord God, every day, each and every day, Lord. So every soul that's gathered around the table, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, touch them one by one, oh, God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Lord God, that only you can do it with the power, Lord God, that lies within you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against all the hate crimes, Lord, in the cities, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We say, come together, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you're the one that made each and every soul, Lord God, by color, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You didn't separate this color, Lord. Man did. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to let us all come together as people are praying all across the nation, oh God, right now for people, Lord God, to come to Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we just thank you, oh God. We give you glory, oh God. We praise your holy name on high. We know nothing, Lord God, is too hard for you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that all things going to work together, huh, for the good of them that love you, Lord, that are called according to your will. In the name of Jesus, oh God. But it's got to be your will, Lord God, from the word of God. Also, Lord, we just thank you, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for ministries that are, Lord God, coming up and coming out, Lord, and beginning to serve you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the way that they should, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, whatever the need may be, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that it's already done. All they got to do is claim it and reach out and grab it, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, by faith, we receive it, Lord. We know, Lord, that you are omnipotent. You're everywhere that we need you to be, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God. But Father God, we just thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, in all things, God. We always give thanks for the glory of God. Oh, my God. We give thanks, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever you need. Hallelujah. Just reach up and grab it. Hallelujah. Make sure that this is what you need. You know, when we ask you to save souls, you know, all the other stuff, it will come. I'm not telling you not to pray. Yes, but don't make that every, you know, just your one thing that you stick right there on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You pray for souls. And, you know, I've seen people, amen, they'll pray, well, you know what, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you'll save them. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Now, nah, you got to go to battle for some of these souls. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then you say, Lord, because whenever you get ready to pray for your money, amen, and your honey, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare on this day. Yeah, you know, you going after it now. Hallelujah. But go after that soul. Hallelujah. Because he who wins souls is Christ. It is wise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So go after that soul just like you going after whatever it is you need. Hallelujah. And he'll add it. He'll add even more. Glory to God. But thank you that we serve it on time, God. We thank you that we serve such a good God. We thank you. My God, my God. And we're here to serve you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for everything and in everything and in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to get into our message on today. If you would, go ahead and turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 9. And I'm going to title this message today is, you know, he will bring you out. Hallelujah. It don't matter where you are. It don't matter what place you're in. He will deliver you if you want to be delivered. Hallelujah. That's the thing. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you out of the low, low, how low can you go place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. He'll bring you out if you want to come out. And you know, some don't want to come out. And that's the truth. But they like it. Oh, my life is fine. I like it like I am. I'm doing great. But you're missing something. You're missing the power, oh, my God, that he wants to work through you. You're missing that power where he wants to strengthen you so you can go out and get some other friends, hallelujah, and you can tell some of them will listen and some won't, but it's okay. Whichever who will, he said, let them come. So whenever those that will listen, then amen, glory to God, you tell them. You know, I get in conversations with other people at times, and sometimes when you're talking to them, you know, and you know what, if you're just telling them, you know, stuff the way you would do it, the way you would do it now, just one, this the way you would do it, they'll listen. But when you get to telling them about this word and what the word says and how we should act and what we should do, they'll cut you off. Pay attention to whenever you're talking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not everyone does it, but some will do it. They don't want to hear that part. They'll say you're too righteous. I had somebody to tell me one time. They told me I was too deep. Hallelujah. I guess I don't know if I was waist deep or knee deep. But anyway, they said I was too deep. Hallelujah. Well, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to live by this word and walk by this word. So if we don't walk by the word and we don't walk it like we talk it, then guess what? Hallelujah. It might as well just throw it on out the window. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they told me I was just too deep. Hallelujah. But that's okay. Glory to God. Because guess what? We're here to bring others out. We're here because we want other people to know about Christ. So, you know, you got to be prepared for that. You got to be prepared for that. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and get into my message on the day. And like I said, the title, He Will Bring You Out. And you'll see what I'm talking about. Now, I want you to get ready. You got your Bibles. Get ready. Hallelujah. Follow along with me. Because we're going to go down this road today. I want you to get something out of it. Hallelujah. You know, if you need any more information, you can inbox me later on, or you can, you know, some of y'all, I know they'll call me right after service, but it's okay, hallelujah. If you love the word like that, then you love it. It's okay, hallelujah. Let's go on to chapter 9 of Samuel, 2 Samuel. And David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? You see, all of Saul had done got killed. Jonathan and all Saul's sons, all them had got killed. But here's the thing. Think about it now. When we talked about how, you know, Saul was trying to chase David and kill David and all that, you know, and Jonathan helped David, you know, to hide from Saul, and he was telling him Saul's plans, and we talked about that. Glory to God. But you see, nevertheless, he wanted to see if anybody in Saul's family was left. Hallelujah. Now, he wasn't mad at him. He didn't even try to kill him. David, hallelujah, glory to God, he ran from Saul. He had many opportunities, but he didn't because he understood. God anointed him. He was God's anointed king. He wasn't going to put his hands on it. Now, how many of you would do that? You know, think about it. You know, sometimes you can cut your blessings off because of who you're talking about. Make sure your conversation, be thee holy, for I am holy in all manner of conversation. So if you're putting your mouth on some of God's people, he said, even those that you think anointed, and they say they're anointed, let it be between them and the Lord. Hallelujah. He'll take care of whatever they got going on. He'll take care of it. Let's go ahead on down to verse 2. And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. See, he was one of Saul's servants. Glory to God. And so he called him. He wanted to find out, you know, was it anybody left, you know, in Saul's family? Because he wanted to show kindness to Jonathan. Jonathan took care of David. He did. He loved him. He took care of him. Even though his own dad, the king, tried to kill him, he still took care of him. How many of you would have did that? Glory to God. You know, sometimes we have to think about it. You know, you can kill people with your mouth. I'm not talking about literally killing them. I'm talking about you can kill them with your mouth. You know, you can do that. But let's move on to verse 3. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan, have yet a son which is lame on his feet. He said, Jonathan got a son, and he is lame on his feet. He was telling him he was crippled. He couldn't walk right. Hallelujah, glory to God, my God. He said, yeah, there is one. See, David wanted to show kindness unto Jonathan's son because Jonathan showed kindness to David, even though his own daddy wanted to kill him. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. He even chased him down to kill him. Glory to God. But he didn't do it because Jonathan would tell him, you know, so he would get out of the town, get out of the place, because he was coming. You know, Saul even throwed a spear at him, but still, he missed him. Ah, my God. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 4. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Maacah, the son of Amiel in Lodebar. In other words, he was down there with no word, no nothing. Lodabar was the lowest place. How low can you go? So it wasn't no word. He was saying he was down there. They took him in down there, and he stayed down there because his family was gone. Hallelujah. His family was defeated. So that's where he was. He was down there in Lodabar. You know, you can be how low can you go, and God will bring you out of that place. He don't want you to stay in those places. You got to learn to follow him and follow the word of God. You got to learn how to dig in the word of God to see what the word of God is saying. You can easily read these scriptures and read them over. You know, read it. You can just read it, glance over it, and go on, yeah, about your business. Hallelujah. But if you don't spend time and say, Lord, what you saying? What this mean? What that mean? And then sometimes you may have to look something up to understand what it means. It's okay. That's what it's for. And then you'll know what he's talking about. Hallelujah. It was Lodabar. It wasn't no word down there. It wasn't no nothing. It wasn't a prosperous place. It was a place of greed. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. It was nothing. It was a dry place. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Michal, the son of Amiel, from Lodabar. He went and fetched him out. He said, go get him. Go bring him here. I want to show kindness to him. You know, how many of you want to show kindness to sometimes to people? I know the way things are, yeah, but there, God will put you in a place where, you know, if you really want to show kindness to someone, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Hallelujah. He will show you that. I asked someone about this person. I said, let me ask you a question. If you seen this person and you got ready to walk by them and they said, well, ma'am, I need your help. Can you help me? I said, what would you do? They said, I'll try to help them, but I'd be scared. So I laughed, but, you know, it's the truth. I said, okay. They said, I'm being honest. But I still would try to help them, but I'll be scared. But you know what? That's fine. But if you fear, you know, like that, ask God. Because God, ask God to help you because he ain't gave you no spirit of fear. Just be careful. That's all you got to be careful. He ain't got to even put you in harm's way. You know, we got people, they're scamming people now, I know, and they're targeting the elderly people. So please look out for your parents and look out for those that you know. If you know of a scam or something, let them know. You know, help them out. You know, some people just say, well, I ain't going to say nothing. No, you need to say something. Help them out. Glory to God. They said, well, I'll try to help them. I said, yeah, good answer. Gotcha. Glory to God. Because I wanted to ask, what would Jesus do? Hallelujah, glory to God. And they said, I know where you're going. So I didn't have to say anymore. It was done. Now, when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence and did say it. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold, thy servant. See right here, he went down there and got him out of Lodabar. You know what? God wants to bring you out of that place and put you on high. And so that way you can tell somebody else of how he delivered you and how he brought you out. Will you give him a chance to do it? Hey, man, glory to God. Don't be afraid, hallelujah, because he will bring you out. There are people, amen, out there waiting on us, just us. Hallelujah. We may go in the stores as we were taught. You know, we go in the stores. You know, people sometimes a whole conversation with you. You don't run from everybody. Sometimes when they hold conversation with you, they just want you to just have a listening ear. And you say, amen, you know, and then you go on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But, you know, you just got to be attentive and pay attention and pray and cover yourself. Amen. As we were taught by our leaders, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Brown. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to throw that on in there so y'all will know. Hallelujah. Nah, we ain't changed umbrellas. I'm still under the same umbrella. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, and that's what he wants. He went down there and he told him, go get him and bring him out. Because I want to show kindness to him. God wants to bring you out of that place. You've been in that financial dilemma, glory to God. It just looked like it's a dark place, but he want to bring you out. But I always say, make sure that you're doing doing what you're supposed to do? Lord, is this stopping me? Is that stopping me? Do a self-examination. Say, did I give, Lord God, where I got my word from? Say, Lord, am I holding back any, Lord God, that I shouldn't be holding back? If I am, Lord, I want you this day to free me. Glory to God. Because you said every time you come up, you go back down. Every time you take one step, you say the devil take two. Stop giving the devil so much credit. Look right here. David went, told him to go down there and get Jonathan. Not Jonathan, I'm sorry. Go down there and get Mephibosheth and bring him out of there. Glory to God. Because I want to show kindness to him. Hallelujah. How many of you have shown kindness to anybody? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, it's time out for all this. You know, you say, well, I ain't worried about it because, you know, you know what? I use money a lot. Because right now they saying we're in, you know, going in a recession and different things like that. But, baby, my God ain't broke. He is not broke. Hallelujah. I was just telling somebody about that. The Odessa God ain't broke. He wants you to use your funds wisely, yes. He wants you to enjoy while you're here, yes. Hallelujah. He wants you to pay them PPO. Don't call and tell them, say, well, you know what? I had to go get this new dress and I can't pay you this week. No, that ain't it. Glory to God. That's not it, okay? But he wants to bring you up and bring you out and bring you into place. Hallelujah, glory to God, and set you on high. Let's finish up. Let's go on down, hallelujah. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan, thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul, thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. So you see, what the seeds that Jonathan sowed, his son reaped them, glory to God. See, he was down in that low place where wasn't a word at, hallelujah, wasn't nothing growing, hallelujah. And you can think about it, if there was no word or nothing down in that place where he was, just think about it, it wasn't prospering. But David, he thought about how what Jonathan did for him. He sent him down there to get him. God wants you to come up out of that place. Hallelujah. You don't have to stay there. You say, well, Lord, every time something always going on. So, baby, you know, this stuff is man-made. You know, the houses are man-made. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They draw their little blueprints and put it together. But guess what? Something's going to tear up. Something's going to fall apart. It's going to be something and something. Hallelujah. The only thing foolproof is this word of God, hallelujah. The only thing is foolproof, hallelujah, is God's word. That's the word's going to stand the test of time. So everything else is going to tear up, hallelujah. The cars don't wear out. The shoes don't wear out, glory to God. But guess what? He will fix it where you when it, that time come that you can get whatever it is that you need. But here's the kicker. Amen. You go out there and you be spending everything you can spend. But you've got to prepare for such as. You've got to prepare. When you prepare for what you need, then guess what? God will put his super on your natural stuff. And that way you'll have enough. And he'll put somebody in your place to do what you need doing for less than what you got. Glory to God. Come on. Elementary, my dear Watson, turn the light bulb on. Come on, Matt. That's the type of God that we serve. You know, we got to get more wisdom and knowledge and understanding of God's word. Sometimes we just lose it. When things go to happen, we just lose it. Because I remember, hallelujah, every time I turned around, you know, my one of my vehicles, it was just breaking down here and breaking down there, you know, and glory to God. But one thing it didn't do, it didn't never break down on the side of the road because he said it wouldn't happen. But it would always, I was in somewhere where somebody could get to me like quick, fast, and in a hurry. Glory to God. And whatever would happen, he would let it keep running. You know, I know it had a few chokes and hokes. That's what one of my siblings said. But you look, somebody got a few hiccups, but it's all right. You see a ride. And I said, yep, I was. I was still going on down the road. I said, Lord, you said it. I said, put your finger in the motor. Put your finger in the transmission. Put your finger wherever you got to do, Lord God. Make her go. Good God Almighty. And guess what? He did. He did. That's the thing. You can't lose sight of what's important. Hallelujah. Just because you think you might be in low water. There's probably some people lower than you. Hallelujah. There's some people that's down in Lodabar that can't even get a job. Just think about it. There's some people down in Lodabar that they're trying to come out, they're living on the street. Hallelujah. You ain't on the streets. You ain't hungry. I told somebody that I said, I ain't hungry. I ain't on the streets. I'm good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know you want more, but you got to wait. Hallelujah. Don't get in a hurry and get yourself in a mess. Just calm down. Hallelujah. My God. And ask him to show you, and he will show you. Don't get so uptight because you see, okay, look at my sisters and brothers over here. They're prospering. Look at them. Look at them. Well, it may not be your time. Hold on. Because whatever going on down there, hallelujah, you probably don't even know. It's just stuff you can't see. Sometimes people can be in such debt. Amen. This wasn't the way I wanted to go, but it's okay. Sometimes people can be in debt up to the eyeballs, really. But you just can't see it. You just see them on the outside. You ain't on the inside. You on the outside looking in. You ain't on the inside of what's going on there. You ain't on the inside seeing them arguing every night about this, that. Look, you done this, that. We need this. We need that. We need this. We need shoes and that, that. And on and on and on. You just ain't in there. You just on the outside looking in. You don't know what it took for them to get to where they are. You don't know what credit cards they use to get that stuff. So just be careful about that. Because above all, he said, I wish you prosper and be in good health. But see, David went down, amen, and he told him to go get it. Because he wanted to show kindness to him. He wanted to set him on high. He wanted to give him back some stuff. You know, God wants to give you back some stuff. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. But will you believe him on today? Sometimes your belief system is just flawed. You know, you believe for this, but you can't believe for that. You got to be careful and make sure that you're on track. Make sure you believe in the way he wants you to believe. You ask him to give you the mind of Christ, but you don't have the mind of Christ because guess what? You're thinking about all you ain't got. Don't do that. Don't think about what you don't have. Think about who can give you what you need. You put the devil in front of God. Don't do that. Hallelujah. You know he kicks him out from up there. Hallelujah. But you got to stay on track. Make sure you stay in your word and continue to believe the word of God because he can go down there and he can get you out of Lodabar. It don't matter if you ain't got the $1, you got two. He can increase it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, if you ain't got enough to meet the need, it's your seed. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. You know, now everybody's trying to hold on with all they got. To the little bit that they got. But understand, that ain't going to be enough. What you got to do is release it. Hallelujah. Huh? Oh, my God. Say, Lord, I don't have enough to meet what I need to meet. I don't have enough. I hear you. I don't have enough to pay that light bill. So all you got, hallelujah, you need to learn to release it. Hallelujah. Let me help you. Release it into a ministry that can help you. That will, amen, that will pray with you. A ministry that you know is fruitful and it will multiply. I can say for every ministry, but I can say this one. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because I'm not in every ministry. That's why I say this one, because I know it inside out. I'm in this one, not the other. Hallelujah. I'm not bashing anybody. Let me straighten it out because I know how, you know, people sometimes will turn stuff around. Glory to God. I'm not bashing anybody, but this one I know. Okay? The others, I don't know, okay? But I'm just saying, this one, I know. So if it ain't enough to meet what you need, then you need to see. I know you're holding on, trying to hold on to the little bit that you got, but he wants to give you more. He can bring you up and bring you out of that place of lack. He can bring you up and bring you out of that place, hallelujah, glory to God, the way you'll have more than enough so you can give somebody else some. Now, they went down there and they got Mephibosheth out of Lodabar, and he told him, you will eat bread at my table. See, understand, Mephibosheth was a king. See, he was a descendant of a king. Glory to God. He was a king's son. Glory to God. Grandson. Because he was Saul's grandson. He was Jonathan's son. Come on now. He was already royalty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And David knew that. David respected that. You know, have you ever heard some people say, well, you know what, their daddy was like this and he's going to be like that. And we know how Saul was after, you know, God had made him king and how he, glory to God, he didn't do what he told him to do. He went off on third field doing whatever he wanted to do. Glory to God. But understand, that don't mean just because his daddy did that, that their child going to do that. Glory to God. And he went on to say, you know, some people say, well, yeah, just because their mama did this and then that, okay, she ain't no good. Don't put everybody in that same boat. Yeah, their daddy might have drunk. He might have been a drunk. But that don't mean their children going to be drunkards. Hallelujah. Yeah, their mama might have went out and partied all night. Glory to God. Yeah. But that don't mean the children going to go out and do the same thing. They're going to take care of their children. That don't mean that. You have to be careful about putting your mouth on them. Yeah, yeah, I know all of them. I know all them families. Yeah, I know all of them. Yeah, you just seen them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you got to be careful about putting a tag on people's toes. Glory to God. Look how David showed kindness to Jonathan. He didn't even think about what Saul had did. Glory to God. To Mephibosheth. Glory to God. He just decided he wanted to help him. He told him, no, you come and you eat at my table. You come and eat at the king's table. Glory to God. Let's see in verse 8. And he bowed himself and said, what is thou servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertaineth to Saul and to all his house. In other words, he said, I'm going to give him all that pertaineth to Saul, all his land and all his household services. Oh, my God, when he was telling him, see, he brought him out to bring him over into that place of more than enough. He wants to bring you out and bring you over, but your mentality got to change. You still thinking the same thinking. You know, some people say, well, you know what? My daddy didn't have nothing. My mama didn't have nothing. You know, they lived in that place. Hallelujah. But understand, they had the word of God. They did have the word of God on the inside of them. Glory to God. That's how they got over. Because they used to sing those songs of how they got over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They did what they could. Glory to God. They prayed for you. They prayed for me. They prayed that we will be raised up. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, to be good Christians, to be good believers, to walk in the faith of the Lord thy God, to walk and believe the word of God. They raised you up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It was you that went to the left. Oh, my God. They raised you up like they knew how. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They did have a tough time sometimes back in those days, but that don't mean you can have, you got to have the same tough time. Hallelujah. My God. You know how to give, because back in those days, they didn't tithe, you know, but all they was taught, some of them, was to pay dues. Hallelujah. Just pay your dues. And sometimes it wouldn't be but $20. Well, he said, bring all ye tithes into the storehouse. So there'll be meat on my table. Don't worry about what they do with it after you let it out of your hand. Just sometimes you can cut your blessing short by doing that, by worrying about what they're doing with it. Glory to God. Because once it leaves your hand, you've done what he told you to do, and that's your part. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't think, hallelujah, that he don't want to bring you out of that low place that you've been in for a long time. It's time to get delivered from that low place. Thinking that that's all it's going to be. All I can do is sit on the porch. I can't go to McDonald's. All I can do is sit on the porch. I can't go down the streets and buy a Coca-Cola. That's all I can do. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. I can't get a job. Get rid of all that. You want to get rid of all that thinking on today. And know that he want to set you on high. Glory to God. Just like David went down there and got Mephibosheth. He wants to set you on high, so you'll have more than enough. My God, my God. Let's go on, hallelujah, glory to God, to verse 10. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruit that thy master's son may have food to eat, but Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Glory to God. Look right here. So he was saying, this is what I want y'all to do. He can't work like that. So I want y'all to go down there. I'm telling you what I need you to do. To go down there, glory to God, go to his land. And y'all going to till the land for him. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. Y'all gonna work the land and bring him, amen, glory to God, all the fruits and all the vegetables. Bring him all the good of the land. Good God Almighty, didn't he give him the good of the land? He wants to give you the same thing. You've been just thinking about that, thinking in that same place for a minute. So it's time for you to come up out of there. Because look what happened here. He set him on high. He went and got him out of there. You know, wasn't no word going on down there. Wasn't nothing prosperous. You know, that's why. Well, there's no word, then you ain't going to prosper. This word will help you to prosper. So remember to keep this word close to you. Remember to hide this word in your heart because you're going to need it. You know, sometimes you can just sit and you just think, well, Lord, you know what you said and you said this and you said that. But no, you're too busy. You're too busy. You're too busy. You're thinking about this. You're thinking about that. You're thinking about what they did. You're telling on this one. You're telling on that one. You know, you're all up in everybody else's business, but you ain't got time to meditate on his word. Oh, Jesus, I know it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Help us, Lord. Help us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Spend time with him. Hallelujah. And he wants to bring you up so you can help somebody else. He don't want to give you just enough. He want to give you more than enough. But look right here what he did for Mephibosheth. He gave him all his granddaddy's land. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Gave it all to him. Gave it to him. Hallelujah. And then gave him some help on top of that to go down there and till the land for him because he couldn't do anything because of his feet. He couldn't walk that good. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. To verse 11. Then said Geba unto the king according to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. See, David adopted him. Huh? Oh, my God. You know, God has adopted all of us. He has adopted us. We are his children. Once we give our lives to Christ, we are his children. So we can go and ask our Father. Oh my God. For whatever we need, for whatever we want. See, he put Mephibosheth in a place of peace. Can you imagine him putting you in a place of peace where you ain't got to worry about nothing? All you got to do is say, come to him, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, this is what's going on, and this is what's going on, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Because sometimes you don't put it before him. So guess what? He already knows it, but he wants you to bring it to him. You got to be able to be a bold soldier in Christ Jesus. You can't be one. You can't be an ain't. You got to be a saint. Glory to God. So you got to learn how to stand up and say, look, Lord, I'm just telling you, Lord, I don't like it. I heard what they said, but Lord, I don't like it, but help me, Lord. Help me to be strong and not treat them wrong. Because, you know, you can go and whenever you hear, you may walk by somebody and hear them saying stuff, and you can look at them just as crazy because I know I have did it, that's what I can tell you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then, you know, sometimes, you know, when I say before I really got anchored, I'll put it like that. Glory to God. I was like, hold on, what did you say? Did you say that about me? Glory to God. But thank God for deliverance. See, he will deliver you. You know, sometimes people think that you just absolutely just walked into being a prophet. Nah, baby, you have to go through some stuff, okay? You really, really do. And you have to turn your head from some stuff, everything you can't address. He'll tell you to go. You don't go. Just go on. Keep moving. He will tell you to keep it moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember at one point, someone had said some crazy stuff. I said, hold up, wait a minute. No, they didn't. So I was going to go out the door, amen, and I was going to go where they was. And I'm like, I know you didn't say that about me, did you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God always created this scapegoat. Hallelujah. Just leave it alone. Don't mess with it. That's what he said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So just know that you know that you know. When you get anchored in the Lord, he'll bring you out. He'll put you in that place of peace. You ain't even got to worry about that stuff no more. And now it don't even bother me. Do what you do. I'm going to stay in his word and stay anchored in the Lord so he can lift me up, bring me up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's move on to verse 12. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. See, Mephibosheth had a young son. See, hallelujah, glory to God. He had a son. All right, then, go ahead, glory to God. Let's move verse 13. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both his feet. See, what happened, the reason he was lame on both his feet, his nurse picked him up. They were in battle, and his nurse picked him up. He was 5 years old, and she dropped him. Running, she dropped him, glory to God. But guess what? He lived. Hallelujah. So you got to start living. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Start living and don't worry about it. Hallelujah. You coming out. I'm going to bring you out, he said. It's time for you to come out. You always thinking of what coulda, shoulda, and woulda. You're thinking about things that you really don't need. Hallelujah. Think about the things that are on high. Think about the word of God, and it will take you in a place to where you're in that place of peace. You're in that place where you can gain more strength. But some people ask for more money. No, it ain't that you need more money. It's that you need money management. And they do have things of that sort and where you can learn how to manage your money. Glory to God. Because sometimes when people try to tell you how to manage it and what to do, hallelujah, you know, people don't want to hear that. You know, I know they ain't telling me what to do with my own money. Glory to God. No, but you're complaining about not having enough. So here's the thing. He will send somebody to try to help you, but if you don't listen, then he'll tell them, just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Let them go. Hallelujah. Now, one thing I can say, hallelujah, I can say, now, when I say something about, you know, money management and different things like that, now, I know people that will listen. I'll say it like that. They will listen. They will. Hallelujah. They're working on something now. I'm not going to tell it all, but they will listen. They listen. And see, God, when you listen, God will help you. Oh, my God. He'll increase it. You wouldn't even know where it come from. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And, yes, he will. But Mephibosheth was lame. He was lame, and he couldn't really walk well because she dropped him. Hallelujah. But David went down there and got him and told him to go get him and bring him out and set him on high. And he could eat at my table anytime. He wasn't worrying about all the crops and all the stuff that he was going to get over there, but he just wanted him to come on and be comfortable because he want to show kindness to, amen, glory to God, to Mephibosheth, because Jonathan showed kindness to him. You know, God wants to bring you up and bring you out of that place so he can show you who he is and that he is God. And it don't matter what you say you got. It don't matter what you do. Let me help you out. All that material stuff don't even matter. He don't mind you having all the tea and china, glory to God. Just don't let your cup get so hot that you forget where you come from, okay? Glory to God. That's a good one. But anyway, hallelujah, glory to God. We serve a right now and on time God that wants to bring you out of that place. See, he brought him out of Lodabar. He want to bring you out. If you're in a place where ain't no word going on, then I tell you today, you need to run from that place. Amen. Stop playing, hallelujah, because you're going to mess around and you're going to miss it. Hallelujah. Yeah, people will miss it. You don't want to miss it. You want to make sure that when Jesus returns, that you're ready. You're ready to go. You're fired up. You're ready to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got all your ducks in a row. Hallelujah. The mama duck leading and the little baby duck falling. Oh, following. Good God Almighty. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want to make sure that you're saved. You're saved and you believe the word of God and you've been doing right and you've been talking right. You don't want to hear him say, depart from me. I knew you not. You don't want that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I encourage you on today to come on up. Hallelujah. He's calling you up on today. You've been down in that place too long. You've been down in that place and singing them sad songs. Oh, my gosh. Stop singing them sad songs. Hallelujah. Let me just tell you a little bit of what we learn as we have ministers class. Amen. And I'm going to tell y'all how to get all that in just a minute. Glory to God. What we learn is if you already, you know, feeling kind of low, you don't need to sing them sad songs, you know, hallelujah, glory to God. You need to put on something that's going to pick you up, hallelujah, my God. And there are gospel songs that will give you that lift, glory to God. You don't need to be singing them sad songs of, Lord, how I got over. No. You need to get something that's going to lift you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you're going to continue on right down there where you are. Get something that lifts you up because he wants to bring you out and bring you over. We serve a right now and on time God. I know you got the word of God on today. Amen. Because it was broke down how he will bring you out. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you out from whatever it is you're in. If you want him to. All you got to do is call him and say, Lord, I missed it, or help me, Lord. Something's wrong here. Get me out of here now. Hallelujah. Just talk to him like you talk to any of your friends or you talk to anybody else, and he will come. He will show up, and he will show out. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead, amen, now with the announcements real quick. Don't forget, on Tuesday night, we have none other than the Power Impact team. Oh, my God. I hope y'all listened on last week. I hope y'all got it on last week because the wind was blowing. If you missed it, I don't know what to tell you. It was Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They came on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I tell you to inbox them. You can inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and inbox Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. Glory to God. And they will get back with you. And don't miss it. The door is open here, so don't miss it. You move on down. We have Faith Come By Hearing. None other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Don't miss it. A praying, awesome woman of God. Oh, my God, and those songs that God gives her are so anointed. You listen out, it'll pull whatever it is out your heart. It'll make the devil flee. Good God Almighty. So I encourage you to come on and listen every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you listen in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And then we move on down. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. The next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. It's an awesome, awesome show. She preaches the word of God, glory to God, so you want to make sure you hear. When she read it, amen, then she's going to preach it and tell it like it is. So come on and listen and hear what the Lord is saying. I encourage you to make sure that you become partner. And in becoming partner, we're only asking for $25 or more. You know, I don't think that's a lot, glory to God. I really don't. Hallelujah. But I'm going to say it like this. If you want to give more, then do. Whatever God lays on your heart to do, then that's what you do. Because we're in a season now where you're going to have to give. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, they say, well, I'm going to give my time. No, you want to give some monetary gifts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To get what you need. If you need money, yeah, you sow money. If you just need some peace, then you say, Lord, I need some peace. But if you need money, you don't have to sow money. I know sometimes people say, well, I don't have much. Well, whatever you have, amen. If you're giving him the little, hallelujah, and you don't have much, then guess what? He'll increase you where you'll have more. But let me tell you, do not, hallelujah, take it and go and spend it all like that shopping, and do not come back and give to whoever it was that gave you that word. Hallelujah. Don't do it. Because your bucket will be with a hole in it. It'll be coming out the bottom and the sides and everywhere. Well, anyway, just don't do it. Hallelujah. I encourage you. Hallelujah. And don't forget to join us. If you think you're called to ministry and don't have anybody to mentor you, hit Apostle Yvonne Rouse. But I'm sorry, Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Hit them up and let them know. Amen. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. come into my life, Lord. I repent of all my sins that I have committed, oh Lord. I give you my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. Inbox me and we will tell you what next. We won't leave you hanging. We will tell you what next. Just go ahead and inbox me, or you can inbox Apostle. You can inbox Pastor. You can inbox any of us. Amen. On the Wild team. Glory to God. The WOW Wild team. Okay. Just inbox any of us and we will tell you the what next. We will not leave you out there hanging. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead, amen, and look and see if anybody desires prayer. We have a few minutes. If not, hallelujah, glory to God. My God, we serve an awesome God. If not, then we'll go ahead and give the benediction. My God, we serve an awesome God, for he is worthy to be praised. Amen. And I know everybody got a word on today, but God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. That cough that you got, I command it to cease right now in the name of Jesus. I command it to cease. It's a strangling cough. But in the mighty name of Jesus, I command it to cease right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for he is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. God is calling the saints up. Hallelujah. And those that don't know Christ, we want you to know him. Hallelujah. Hook up with us, and we're going to teach you. Amen. The word of God. Hallelujah. Ain't no shame in the game. We want everybody playing ball. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead, amen, and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and have an awesome weekend. We will see you back on next Sunday. Amen.